Now, the United States envoy to the Middle East, Steve Witkoff, and the country's ambassador to Israel, Mike Huckabee, have visited an aid distribution centre run by the controversial Gaza Humanitarian Foundation. The visit comes amid rising international anger about the plight of Palestinians. According to figures compiled by the UN Human Rights Office, almost 1,400 people have been killed while trying to get food since this new method of distribution was introduced. However, in a social media post, Mr. Huckabee defended the foundation, saying it's hated by Hamas because it prevents them from looting food. So what is day-to-day life like now for people in Gaza? Hani Abu Akar is a former businessman from Khan Yunis who spends hours every day sourcing food for his family. He told this programme that most people are eating just one meal a day, usually made from flour or rice. Speaking from a tent where he lives with his family, he said people were collapsing in the streets from hunger. He's been speaking to our reporter, Carol Coleman.
As you know, in Gaza, we see a lot of people are collapsing in the street from the sheer hunger. We don't have food. What we are experiencing now can hardly be described as the life. I live with my family in a tent that offers no protection from scorching sun during the day. And there is no privacy, no safety, and none of the basic elements of human dignity. Obtaining food has become a daily ordeal, not just because of extreme inflation, but because essential food items are simply not available. Sometimes I spend hours searching for just a kilogram of flour or rice. We have no gas, no electricity to cook, so we search for firewood to light a fire. Even charging a mobile phone to turning on a small lamp at night has become a challenge.
You are saying that most people are just eating one meal a day.
Yes. Almost of our people just have one time for meal, but not as you understand the meal. The meal in Gaza is just wheat flour.
Flour. And Hani, you go to the market, you said, to buy your food each day. It takes several hours, but you say the prices have gone very expensive. What are you seeing?
For that 1 kilo rice, we have to pay at least $45 to $50.
$45 to $50 a kilo.
Yes.
Now, we do hear how dangerous it is to go to the food aid deliveries and the food drops. Would you or anyone you know take that risk of going to a food aid area?
Yes. Going to aid trucks has become a death mission. People push and shove in gunfire breaks out. I have personally witnessed young men being injured or killed simply for trying to get a bag of flour. We are now trapped between two brutal choices, either risk our lives trying to secure food for our children or stay at home and watch them strive. This is a choice no human being should ever be forced to make.
You had a very different life before this as a businessman in Khan Yunis. What was life like for you then?
Honestly, before the war, I lived an aristocratic but dignified life. I was a businessman. I owned a company which called Next Company for General Trade and Contracting. I had a spacious home, a library, a garden, a villa, and a warm family residence. All of that disappeared in a single moment of bombing. Nothing remains but memories.
And Hani, your current home is a tent which you showed me on your phone there last night, dark with little electricity. What do you tell your teenage children about all of this?
You know, all our children in Gaza under pressure. All the time we try to sing together and to speak together. They are children. They don't understand the meaning of the war, the meaning of genocide, the meaning of Holocaust. We are trying to see to them and explain to them the peace is all our choices in the world.
Canada has become the latest country to move towards recognising the state of Palestine. Does that make any difference to you or the people around you?
Canada's recognition of the state of Palestine is symbolically significant, but the harsh truth is our children cannot eat symbolism. What we urgently need is medicine, clear water, food and shelter. And we thank Canada for this step. But before recognition, we must ask, what weight does such recognition carry if not backed by real power? Can these countries stop the massacres? Can they end the starvation strategy? Can they halt the flow of weapons, money, and the political cover to Israel? Do they have the courage to take bold action to stop ethnic cleansing? A state without a living people is meaningless. And if the people are being killed, wounded, disappeared, or starved, that exactly is left to recognize.
And Hani, on just one meal a day of wheat flour or rice, as you say, people must be getting quite weak and quite thin. Are you seeing the effects of starvation on people around you?
Yes, every place in Gaza, we see the people are collapsing in the streets, in the area, in the tents, because there is no food. You know, all the food comes from outside in Gaza. Just 1% of our needs. Our message to all, if Canada wants to help us, or United Kingdom, or Ireland, or any country, whatever, they want to help us, to bring us aid for humanitarian, I just say to them, please bring it with your forces.
Finally, Hani, do people want a future in Gaza, or do you think many want to leave?
Our people, if they see health, education, and they can find food, milk for children, they will stay in Gaza. But if they don't see and don't eat and don't find education, some of our people, they will remain in Gaza until the death. Some of us will go outside Gaza to help the remaining people in Gaza.
That was Hani Abu Akar. He was talking to Carol Coleman about life in Gaza.